Marsha Martinick has a collection of rocks in her office window. She's the editor of the local paper, the Leadville Herald Democrat, and hers is a mini exhibit of the mineral the town used to depend on. That's molybdenum, or moly. Martinick picks up a specimen for a closer look.
This is the one that I think is more typical. It's just a hunk of rock, and there are these veins through it that look like graphite, kind of like what you'd make lead in a pencil. And they smash it all up and extract the moly.
Moly is used to harden steel. Parent company Freeport-McMoRan says rapid growth in China and elsewhere has pushed up demand enough to make it worth reopening the mine, even without any kind of local tax incentives. The Phoenix-based company says there's enough good quality moly to keep the mine open for at least 20 years. So far, Leadville and surrounding Lake County have already seen more lodging and sales tax revenue. That's because Freeport-McMoRan spent about $700 million over the last few years to bring the mine online. That money went towards state-of-the-art equipment and nearly 1,000 temporary workers. Again, Marsha Martinick.
It was great when all the workers came because we had people in town. They were eating in the restaurants. They were buying things in our stores. So that was exciting. And we knew it would end, and it did end, and the mine now is actually operating.
The first shipment of moly went out in May, and now the question is whether the mine will help Leadville prosper over the long run. Jamie Stever sells washing machines and other household items in town. He's also the mayor.
But since it's opened, it's hard to really see a big difference, other than the fact that coming from my store, I have sold goods to some of the locals who are working out there. So it definitely does impact our community.
Stever, a transplant from Florida, points out the town learned a very painful lesson when Climax closed years ago.
That's one thing during the boom and bust cycle of mining, Leadville definitely has changed gears, and we have diversified.
That means a mix of local government jobs and tourism, the main economic driver. Leadville attracts visitors to fish, climb 14ers, and take on brutal races like the Leadville Trail 100, bringing in even the likes of cycling powerhouse Lance Armstrong. Still, Stever welcomes having Climax open again.
To me, it's a bonus. You look at property taxes, all the construction that took place to get the mine back up and running, and all the buildings that are in Lake County truly benefit us.
New taxes from the mine could bring in more than $1 million next year for Lake County. That'll add to a total $4 million average budget. More than half of residents in the area commute outside the county for their work, so local officials say they're pleased the mine is keeping some of them nearby. Bookstore employee Lily Olson says some of her friends landed decent-paying jobs at Climax.
I think it's really been helpful, especially for my friends who are either students at the college or Climax is their only source of income, for it to be so close to home.
Some are skeptical about the mine bringing more money to Leadville. Jeff Romer runs High Country Treasures and Pawn.
There's been a lot of activity, but there hasn't really been a lot of money.
Romer said he knows people working at Climax who get paid extra because they live in neighboring and more expensive Summit County. Then they spend their wages there.
And the people that are staying in Leadville aren't here to be in Leadville. They're here to work. And then they work and then they leave. So the money isn't really being spent here.
Freeport-McMoRan declined to comment on whether workers living in Summit County are paid more. As for the company's economic impact in the area, one thing is clear. It donated more than $500,000 this spring. The money went to nonprofits and a few government agencies in counties where most Climax workers live. Looking forward, local officials are talking about how to spend new county taxes from the mine. Mayor Stever wants to expand tourism even further, capitalizing on something that drew a dozen international Olympic swimmers to Leadville this spring. That would be the town's elevation at more than 10,000 feet.
We could be the training grounds up here, world-class training grounds for Olympians and different sport types, like even football. Why couldn't the Broncos come up here and train at 2 miles high before a game?
Altitude, of course, doesn't change. The price of molybdenum and the future of the Climax mine will depend on consumers around the world. For KRCC News, I'm Elise Thatcher.